as it is the summer holidays, if you've got any kids listening, maybe you don't want their little ears to hear the next item. It's a good job Stephen's not here for this one, actually. How do you feel about naked dating? A new show started last night on Channel 4 where a person picks someone to date purely on how they looked in the nude. I watched a bit of this morning. If you saw it last night, 0-30-30-80-55-55. How it works is the contestants, it's like blind date. If you picture this in your head, the contestants stand inside like large boxes and they were revealed bit by bit from the feet up. And then the person picking for them would whittle them down and would eliminate them in each section, let's say, based on what they saw. Have a listen to this.
Modern dating has become a complicated business.
Dating online has been a nightmare.
I've tried the whole Tinder thing. It's not really worked out that great for me.
Status symbols, online profiles, and the clothes we wear can all get in the way of finding our perfect mate. But what would happen if we were stripped of all the things that usually define us? In this dating show, we go back to basics. Are you ready?
Bring on.
And start where a good day often ends. Naked.
Didn't wear a look?
Have you ever been faced with six penises?
No, but I feel like I should have done.
What do men and women really find physically attractive?
Wow. This is fantastic.
And could picking a partner based solely on their natural beauty...
Could be a grower.
...help us find the one?
I've never met anybody like this before and I don't know where to look.
Let's find out by dating in reverse.
Who are you going to pick for your date?
This is the hardest decision of my life. Oh, my God.
Really, that was the hardest decision of that lady's life. I think that says it all. So what do you think? Is this a novel idea or a new low for reality TV? Commentators Ant Miller and Heidi McAlpin are on the line. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you both watched this. You've seen some of this programme.
Heidi, I hope you're dressed for this segment.
I hope you're both dressed for this morning because it's only Tuesday and it's too early for any of that nonsense. And you clearly love this show.
Do you know what? It was absolutely hilarious. I loved it. Couldn't take my eyes off it. But, you know, see, jokes aside, here's throughout the show, and I thought it was really fantastic, they kept giving us little bits of science and how we, you know, what we, how we find people attractive. And I find this all very, very interesting, you know, the different parts of the body that triggers signals to the brain. And a lot of the things go back to the caveman days, you know, such as a firm backside was a sign of a good hunter and whatnot. And I thought, you know what, actually, you know, giggles aside, there's actually something to this.
Is there really something to it, Aunt, or is that just a really pathetic attempt to try and give any kind of formality to the whole thing? I saw that clip, a firm backside meant that you were a good hunter or possibly you were good in terms of your pelvic muscles.
Yes.
Like what, you know, really? Heidi,
yeah,
Heidi, what did you think?
No, I think you've hit the nail on the head, and I really wouldn't want to be the script writer for this programme because everything's going to be taken out of context. It's just
tongue-in-cheek.
Channel 4's puerile and voyeuristic attempt to get naked bodies on television. It's like clickbait for television. You put naked in the title and everyone will watch it. And
you
like,
watched
oh,
it.
There's lots of naked bodies. It was like walking past the butcher's window. It was just terrible. They tried it with sex. That got busted. Even back in the 90s, do you remember the girly show? I mean, remember this? And then
No. They
would have like, which one's my boyfriend? So all their, well, I don't know. I don't know what you're allowed to say at this time of morning.
Well, it is a summer holiday, so let's try and bear that in mind.
You saw their bits.
You
and
did.
Then you had to say which one was your partner.
They stood in these big...
You remember Cheggers? Keith Chegwin?
Yes.
So this has been tried three
He wasn't
times,
in that programme last night, was he?
In an attempt to get people to watch their channel and boost their ratings.
You have to ask as well, Not to cast any aspersions, but the type of person that would want to go on a programme like that, because you will end up, whether you are picking or you're being picked, you'll end up completely naked. I was going to say something else there. I almost got in a lot of trouble.
Look, far be it from me to sort out their casting, but there's probably a few prominent members of Northern Ireland who would be very happy to go on the show. But
would you do
know,
it?
That said, it's like, absolutely, definitely not.
I wonder if...
No problem watching it.
I wonder if a Nolan Show regular, Radio Ulster regular Norman watched it. Do you think he would have watched it last night, Ant?
I think Norman's coming up in the next episode, you know?
Do you think so, Heidi? What do you reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, this is it. In all seriousness, I just think that this is... Our society has gone. I mean, about blurred lines. The line is disappearing before our very eyes. We've had live sex on television, apparently, on Love Island, Big Brother. You know, all these Made in Chelsea and Geordie Shore, all these reality TV shows and pseudo-reality shows. I mean, where are our moral standards? They have disappeared. It's really quite sad.
Are the channels just giving them what they want? So are people watching, as one of you mentioned earlier, sex sells, whether you like it or not, so people are going to watch this?
People want to see it though on television. You know, you can see everything on the internet these days, and that's the problem with channels like Channel 4, Channel 5, whatever. They feel like they had MTV as well. They feel like they have to give.
It's
a reflection of reality though. I mean, this is online dating now has brought us here. You know, it is all about the private pics and, you know, tantalizing from the very, very beginning. Okay. It's how things work.
You're meant to choose.
You may not like it, but that's how the world is.
Not what their bum looks like.
Okay, you're both in trouble now. Norman is on the line. Enough now, enough. Norman, good morning. Did you watch it, Norman?
I come in on a Switch Metallica.
All right.
I happened to be on Channel 4, and I couldn't believe me.
By accident, Norman.
Yes.
Pull the other one, Norman.
Yeah, it's funny. There must be something in people's tea in the morning that they can't keep their clothes on anymore.
Like puerile little schoolboys. This is exactly the type of audience that this program attracts, Norman included.
Norman tuned in by accident.
Yeah, well, he didn't tune out, did he?
I don't know. Norman, how much did you watch?
Philip Black's turning in her grave, that's all I can say. Terrible, absolutely outrageous.
Let him finish. Norman, go ahead.
If I was to stand at my front door this morning naked, the police would be at my front door, but yet these women can stand naked on television in front of millions of people viewing them, nothing happens.
Did you miss the men doing it, Norman?
What does that say about society?
But what about the men that were doing it? Let's not just talk about the naked women. There were men on it as well.
Well, I didn't see them. I only seen the last couple of men.
There was one man. I watched the first.
Norman had selective eyesight, I think.
There was one man on it, and I watched 10 minutes of it, and he had, I'm not going to go into detail, but he had a tattoo of an elephant's face. Now, you can put the bits together yourself. But is that really the kind of thing that we find entertaining now? Is that how low the bar has got?
It is
a low bar, you know. But
respect, son, I watched in the paper the other day a photo of a woman at a supermarket,
right,
crouching down and doing what she had to do in public.
What's that got to do with this program? Norman, you need to be more selective, Norman, over what you read and what you look at. But no, seriously, Ant, come back to Ant. Norman,
yeah,
quiet for a minute.
Come back to me.
I'm afraid of what Norman's going to say next. But seriously, the Ant, you know, the bar has got slowly lower and lower. Like, what is next?
Like, well, you know, I, without getting into a whole, you know, you could talk about this for hours, but it's reflective of society. And, you know, I've television for quite some time myself, and one of the phrases for these types of shows is water cooler TV. What people be talking about at the office with water cooler in the morning, and you know, years ago people would have been pulling their hair out in despair, but actually nowadays it's a, for want of a better phrase, it's a bit of crack, it's tongue in cheek, whatever, but it is reflective of society.
For a choice
online
of words.
Believe me, I added the dose. to what I wanted to say.
What?
But this is how dating is now. You know, you meet people online, you send
It's not like that for everyone, though. And it's not like that. It's not
it's
just...
It's not like that for everyone, but the Channel 4 show's not claiming to represent the whole of society.
This just makes it all about sex, basically. And really, when it comes to relationships,
it's trying to
pretend that this is a dating show. So this is where you'll find these people talk about finding a relationship and a person to spend their life with or spend a lot of time with. And really, sex, you know, it is obviously part of it. It's not really, if that's what it's all about, your relationship's not going to last that long.
But see, this is the thing. A relationship doesn't start as a relationship. A relationship starts as an attraction, and most of the time as a sexual attraction. Whenever you see somebody in a bar, you don't go, "Oh my goodness, there's somebody I'm going to marry and walk up and propose to them." You look at them and go, "For." Buy them a drink and hope for the best, you know. And I know that's stripping it down to the the bare brass buckles, if you like. But that's how it is. We don't walk around trying to fall in love. Heidi,
we're almost out of time, but do you think, are we getting prudish? Is that the issue?
I would rather be prudish than, like, you men. I'm just listening to you all with your giggles carry on. I think it's a serious debate that we need to be having about our society. And what that programme promotes is it's like getting a Christmas present and unwrapping it at Easter. You need to leave that moment in your relationship where you are naked with your partner.
All right.
Not anymore.
Heidi McAlpin, thank you very much. Aunt Miller, thank you as well.